But then the second symbol, that, as I said, it is good, sound theology, sisters. And the church has condemned those who deny that there can be a limbo. Do you hear me? Because those who die, and surely, say the unborn children murder their mother's wombs, no question, they are in eternity. But they do not suffer. Are they happy? Yes. The question is, what kind of happiness do they have? Is it natural happiness or is it supernatural happiness? If it is natural happiness, then another name for that is limbo. As I said, the Catechism of the Catholic Church now tells us we may, yet the verb, we may believe that these children who die before reaching the age of reason and without baptism, we may believe that they go to heaven. Not told we must believe. And well, where do they go? They don't go to heaven. They go to, whatever word you use, doesn't matter, to the limbo. And this is the second kind of limbo. God made us to be happy. That's why we exist. But the different sisters on earth, we have to, oh, sisters, can we be happy on earth without carrying the cross? Can we?
No.
Nobody. Zero. Either you carry the cross or you won't be happy on earth. And of course, once we get to heaven, oh, sisters, no more suffering, no more cross. I can't wait, sisters. On what? Or in what case they give conditional baptism? Is it necessary to baptize a second time? Male conditional baptism. Well, there are many occasions when conditional baptism not just may but should be given. For example, over the years of my priesthood, I've received many Protestants into the Catholic Church. My sisters, not all Protestant baptisms are valid. A Methodist bishop friend of mine, we had dinner together, him and his wife. A Methodist bishop, me, a Jesuit priest, having dinner together in Chicago. And, of course, we talked religion. And we talked about baptism. So I asked Bishop, when your ministry is baptized, how do they baptize? Well, we said, different ways. One of the most beautiful baptisms that we have, he says, is when the minister has a large basket of rose petals and he sprinkles the rose petals on the baby's head. So I asked the bishop, are those rose petals wet? He didn't know what I was talking about. So, when I receive Protestants into the Catholic Church, including Protestant ministers, I ask them, how are you baptized? Most cases they don't know. I tell them, now look, it's your responsibility. I know I am baptized. I'm not sure you are validly baptized. These are ministers, coming Catholics. So what I do, and they make sure I have a lot of water. So I say, if you are not baptized, then I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So conditional baptism, when you're not sure the person had been baptized, in case of accidents. I was giving a lecture at the university some years ago, being driven by a car, and the police stopped us because there was a head-on collision. Two cars crashed into each other, head-on. And I asked the police, as a priest, couldn't I just go to where this accident took place? Well, they said, okay. So I went there. I got to the place, and there were six bodies on the road. And, well, first thing I did, I got some water, and I poured the water over each person's head. If you are not baptized, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Again, when I was chaplain in a hospital, who knows what the word or the letters D-O-A mean? D-O-A. D-O-A. It means dead on arrival. Dead on arrival. So I told the doctors at the hospital, and I was chaplain, of course. I told them, anyone brought in DOA, whether accidental or murder, be sure to get me up. I give the person conditional baptism, conditional absolution, and conditional anointing. And my record was 9 DOAs on one night. So, a person, you don't know whether they're baptized or not. So, to make sure. So, and when a person seems to be dead, not breathing, pulse not moving, it doesn't mean they're dead. The soul can remain in the body, we now know, for up to 8 hours after apparent death. Reason because a woman in midwinter in Chicago, sub-zero weather, driving a car, the car stalled, she got out of the car, opened the hood from the car, and she collapsed. As she collapsed, the wristwatch and arm, she fell on the ground. And 8 hours later, she was found, she was a cake of ice. Not breathing, heart not moving. And the police had the good sense, because she was, to all appearances, is dead. Cake of ice. They took her to a hospital, thawed her body out, and she began to breathe. I could say more. And now, sisters, you have your charts, and I have mine. Now, I was told, sister, that, am I correct, that I could remain even after 6 until the driver comes, right? When the driver comes, then he will be informed, right? So, fifth commandment. says just apologies for the big sheet. But that's what he had. Fifth commandment. The Old Testament text, you shall not kill.